President Trump reiterated his support of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh on Twitter this morning after Democrats called for Kavanaugh to be impeached because of new allegations of sexual assault published by the New York Times in an essay and also a forthcoming book. Trump tweeted that Kavanaugh's accusers should be sued. And finger-pointing over those drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities continues. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blames Iran. The president says, we'll see. What else should we be watching? NPRC Senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is here. Ron, good Monday to you.
Good to be with you, Robin.
Yeah, and the newest Kavanaugh accusation, it has a somewhat of a caveat. The essay by the reporters was published in the New York Times. The Times later issued an editor's note that one of the alleged victims declined to be interviewed and did not recall one of the incidents. Someone else saw it. So walk us through this.
You know, we are hearing a lot of Democrats suddenly calling for impeachment of Brett Kavanaugh, and it's largely for the same reason that they're calling for impeachment of the president, Robin. They know that Mitch McConnell and his Republican Senate majority are not going to go along with either of those impeachments. They want the process, though, and they want the probe, the investigation that would go with it. It would be a chance to make the case against Kavanaugh, which is to some degree revived, renewed by this New York Times story. It does not break a lot of really new ground, but it does bring back talk about witnesses and what they recall. So they would like to make that case against Kavanaugh, as they would like an impeachment process to make the case against President Trump. It would have great visibility. And some of these Democrats who are calling for this are running for president, not to question their sincerity, but they are speaking to primary voters and caucus goers. And this is the backdrop to everything that's happening in Washington right now.
Well, the Democratic candidates, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, have called for Kavanaugh's impeachment. Again, that means a trial. But Senator Harris told Morning Edition that this goes back, beyond these recent allegations. Even his Supreme Court hearing was flawed.
There's not been an investigation with the level of attention that normally would occur around these kinds of allegations, and especially related to the subject at hand, which is the appropriateness of this individual serving on the highest court of our land for a lifetime appointment.
But Ron, Kamala Harris also acknowledged that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, as you said, wouldn't convict Kavanaugh. Are they going out on a limb? Or as you say, do they believe that this will shine a light, just to be a reminder to people of questions?
It is the latter. It is a matter of shining a light. And this is going to come back every time another witness surfaces over time. Perhaps the most important part of the New York Times investigation is the further evidence that the FBI, while it did investigate to some degree and talk to some of these people, it did not respond to all of the evidence that was presented and did not talk to everyone or respond to everything that was brought to them, particularly in the latter part of the investigation that followed the Senate hearings. So, look, let's be clear. Impeachment happens in the House. You have a discussion there in committee and on the floor. You have a vote. But unless the Senate upholds that impeachment with a two-thirds majority, it ends there. Yeah. That's what happened with Bill Clinton 2 decades ago. No one thinks that this Republican Senate is going to muster the votes to convict either Brett Kavanaugh or President Trump on the basis of anything we know now.
I just want to ask you quickly, this seeming reduction in volume from President Trump on Iran, Mike Pompeo saying Iran was definitely behind that attack in Saudi Arabia, Iran denying it, and today President Trump tweeting out, we'll see.
You know, we do sense some frustration here on the part of the president. He had seemed to resolve the conflict among his advisors on Iran. The biggest hawk, John Bolton, the national security advisor, went out the window last week. Yeah. But now we see this attack, highly sophisticated and successful, perhaps beyond the capability of the rebel Houthis in Yemen who claimed credit. Naturally, suspicion falls on Iran, as Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, has said. He says there's intelligence that says so. We haven't seen that evidence yet. But they are the sponsoring power behind the Houthis. Bottom line, the president feels the need to talk tough on Twitter again. We got the locked and loaded tweet. Mm-hmm. Then he says, we'll see. You'll recall in 2017, he threatened North Korea with fire and fury like the world had never seen. Then he made friends with Kim Jong-un. And now North Korea tests missiles and nothing happens. We are lost somewhere in the mind of Donald Trump.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.